Sitting alone at night, reading for a class assignment, you see something out of the corner of your eye. You snap around hoping to catch it, your heart beating fast. There's nothing there. You look around your room. Maybe it was a mouse. Maybe the cat. Maybe a shadow. You shake your head. It was nothing. Just a trick of the light. But was that all it was? When you first saw the movement from the side of your vision, you knew you had seen something. So what made you doubt that certainty? Just because when you looked around, there was nothing there? What if it really was something? What if, in that brief moment, you actually saw something that shouldn't be there? Something that isn't a part of your world? What if you caught a glimpse of something that tried very carefully to stay hidden? What if it was real? So, how big was it? Small, tiny, the size of a mouse? But it didn't move like a mouse, did it? No. The more you think about it, the more you are sure it moved on two tiny legs. You had seen it. Don't let your doubt win out. You know you saw it. And so do I. In that brief moment, you caught a glimpse of one of the many creatures that work very hard to keep you, your family, and your home safe. Every little movement you see out of the corner of your eye, that's them. They're called knitters, and their job is to keep the physical world held together, to keep your home clear of strange things stealing in from tiny holes in reality. Why don't your parents see them, you ask? Maybe it's only the eyes of a child that can see what should be impossible. Maybe it's adults who lose the ability to see what shouldn't be there, but really is. It's okay. Your parents don't have to believe in the knitters. The knitters don't really care. They think it's easier to do their job when no one knows. In fact, they'd be quite happy if you didn't know about them at all. But you do. Because you're reading the story of Keegan, the one boy to actually stumble into the world of the knitters. His adventure began with one wrong turn around a strange corner in his otherwise normal house. Then he took another wrong turn around a stranger corner. And then one more wrong turn around one very wrong corner, which ended up being the very right thing to do in the end. Keegan's wrong turns brought him to the dream side of his house. You've never heard of dream side? Your house has one. Just like it has an inside and an outside, it has a dream side and an overside. Oh, and an underside, but we'll get to those later. Dream side is a strange world of twisting hallways, a labyrinth just beyond the walls, and through and between also of your home. In the world of dream side, Keegan met the knitters, or the Aosai, as they like to be called, who knitted the holes in reality. You haven't seen any holes in reality? Then your home must have really good knitters. Keegan's first journey through Dreamside led him to meet the knitter's chieftain, Toppet, a strange smoke creature made of discarded toys, plates, and tools. Keegan's adventure ended with him encountering a dark creature that fed on sad memories. Keegan awoke the furnace deep in his home by speaking its true name. Unfortunately, we can't tell that here. That's a story that's already been told, and we don't have the room for it here. Keegan's second journey was far less happy. It all began when Keegan lost a tooth and discovered that it was the knitters who collected the teeth instead of the tooth fairy. Keegan kept the tooth to himself. Unknown to him, the knitters collected the teeth to give them to the fearsome Tomsi, horrible creatures with leathery wings and sharp claws. The Tomsi, angered that the tooth had been withheld, destroyed the dream side of Keegan's house. Keegan fell into the ruins of Dreamside and followed the twisting passages to the heart of Dream, the great tree from which all Dreamsides form. There, he met Kana and Kitli and hundreds of other knitters. To prevent the Tomsi from attacking again and to rescue Toppet, who they believed was taken in the attack, Keegan, Kana, and Kitli chose to take the tooth to the Tomsi themselves. And after a fierce battle with the straggling Tomsi, they discovered the door out of the heart of Dream to the world of the Tomsi and arrived on a gray beach under a gray sky on the edge of the Sea of Teeth.